I lifted the pistol again. So as not to frighten the weasels, I shot a few bullets in the air when their light touched me. They had to be able to detect that. They did. The light stopped drifting and focused upon me. I wondered if it was burning my retinas like an infrared laser, but I was too tired and injured to care. I dropped my pistol to my side and lifted my gloved hand to wave at them. Then, I gave them the finger, vigorously. The beam seemed to study me for a full minute. I grew tired of shaking my middle finger at them, so I let my hand fall to my side. I was getting sleepy again, but I didn't want to miss whatever happened next, so I struggled to stay awake. Slowly, cautiously, the air car drifted closer. I watched with vague interest, feeling a little lightheaded. Finally, the ship landed nearby, and the hatch opened. A familiar shape emerged. It was a Nairb. It had to be. Either that or someone had taught a terrestrial seal to fly and painted it a globular green. I considered shooting the alien. I really did. I wasn't in my best of moods. These guys had a lot of gall floating around counting bodies. They never died for their planet. They sat in posh offices and made snooty judgments about other people they barely understood. But sadly, my own better judgment kicked in. I simply waited as the creature approached. A translator box clicked and rasped. "You are a human combatant?" "Yes," I said. My voice sounded weak, so I cleared my throat and tried again. "Yes, I'm Recruit McGill of Legion Varus. Please be careful, there is a battle in progress." The Nairb cocked its head and looked around for a moment.
"The battle has ended."
"For the moment," I said. "But although the Saurians have been defeated time and again, they always seem to come back." The Nairb studied me. Another of its kind slithered out of the air car. They spoke together. I gathered they were debating the situation. I lay quietly on my back under the crushing weight of the lizard. I figured that whether I was about to die or not, I'd at least manage to upset the meticulous plan of the Nairbs one more time. That was worth a lot to me.
"I'm sorry," I said loudly. "I can't guarantee your safety if you stay here any longer. As I said, this is a dangerous region."
"There must be some mistake," said the second Nairb, speaking to me for the first time. "Your challengers claimed victory some time ago. They left the field victorious."
"Ha!" I said. "Indeed, there has been a mistake. We've beaten them time and again. It is a common tactic with losers who wish to save face, retreat, and claim victory."
More chatter went back and forth between the two. I tried to shift into a more comfortable position, but was unable to do so. Finally, they returned their attention to me.
"You are not a legal combatant. You are disabled."
"Not so. I'm pinned under a fallen enemy, that's true, but I'm not dead. I'm still dangerous. I shot your air car, didn't I?"
"Demonstrate your status. Mobility is required to be considered able-bodied."
He had me there, and I knew it. My mind was foggy, but it managed to come up with a card to play.
"Remove this corpse from my person," I said, "and I'll show you what I'm capable of."
They chatted about that for a time, then returned to their ship. I called after them, and as their air car floated upward, I drew my pistol again. I cursed them for leaving me for dead. Just as I was about to fire again, aiming for the windows this time, something happened. I felt a tug at the mass of dead flesh that held me down. A few more seconds passed, and the tug grew stronger. I felt myself being pulled with it. I howled with pain. The jugger lifted into the air. How are they doing this? Some kind of focused force field? Some of our troops had shields, but this was something different. The Nairbs were a rich folk indeed. Just as quickly as the field had grown and gripped me, it let go. The body of the dead Jugger slipped away from me. I fell on my face. My feet wouldn't hold me. I was on my knees, panting, freed, but in agony. My pulse pounded in my head and purple splotches darkened my vision. I was close to passing out. I could feel it. I gasped like a fish in a boat. I tried to control my breathing and gently rolled myself into a sitting position. I found the two Nairbs staring at me. They studied me with interest.
"It's moving."
"That proves nothing,"
the translator rasped, interpreting their speech. I put my hands under me and lifted myself onto my knees again. The Nairbs shuffled backwards on their flippers.
"I'm fine,"
I lied.
"Now do you believe me? Score me as alive. Legion Varus wins."
"Wins? No, not at all. There is no chance your people have won the challenge. That has already been determined. Your losses are greater by several hundred corpses. We are only trying to decide if you should be counted as dead, wounded, or able. Our accounting must be complete and accurate."
I sighed. Body count. Wasn't that what they'd said it was all about? Still, I'm a stubborn man. Just ask anyone. I decided I would have to prove myself able. I tried to stand up. The Nairbs backed up further. I stumbled, went to one knee, and stood again, hissing between my teeth.
"There," I said. "I'm mobile. Thanks for the help. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I'm going to have to kill a large number of Saurians to reverse the score."
They made an odd sound. Maybe they were laughing. I really wasn't sure.
"Impossible. The odds of success are infinitesimal. Our ruling stands, and there will be no time extension."
I didn't want to believe it, but the doubters were right,
I said.
"The corruption runs deep here on Steel World."
"Your references are confusing to the point of being rendered meaningless."
"What I'm saying is, you Nairbs don't like my kind, and your judgment is slanted against us."
"Corruption. Yes, now I understand the accusation. Do you have any proof of your claims?"
"You have awarded victory to the defeated. I'm here. I'm able-bodied, and the enemy has withdrawn. Therefore, they are the losers."
"Insignificant. The accounting has been precise. No human survives here, other than you. During the conflict, you were badly beaten."
I picked up my pistol painfully. The Nairbs watched me, but did not retreat. I don't think they knew how very, very close I was to shooting them both dead. With difficulty, I controlled myself and kept the weapon at my side.
"All right,"
I said, shuffling toward the dead Jugger. I pointed to his red scales and the rigid scar on his belly.
"Take a look at this. This same exact lizard has attacked this compound over and over. He nearly got me the last time, but I killed him yet again."
The Nairbs looked but didn't seem too impressed.
"All of these life forms resemble one another."
"Take a DNA sample, then. It's the same damn Jugger."
"DNA sample? Unnecessary. We'll simply check the molecular manufacturing imprint on the cells. Much simpler and more accurate."
"Molecular?"
I began and trailed off.
"Are you saying the revival machines leave an imprint inside each body they produce?"
"Absolutely. Omitting the imprint would be a violation of galactic law."
"Huh," I said, thinking about my own body. Were my cells stamped inside with some tiny sub-microscopic mark? Somehow that idea made me feel a little sick. I shook it off and pressed my case.